Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Government Transformation Show, a podcast for public sector changemakers. I'm Sam Birchall, senior journalist at Government Transformation Magazine, and today my guest is Deepak Shukla from Amazon Web Services. We chat about cross-government data functions. We delve into how government organizations can get better at this, the cultural barriers still standing in the way, and we also hear from some key case studies from AWS on where they've helped governments really navigate this journey and create big efficiencies. There's some really great insights from Deepak as ever. So let's dive in. Hi, Deepak. Welcome back to the Government Transformation Show. It's great to have a returning friend on the podcast. How are you doing today?
I am doing really good and nice to meet you, Sam.
Great. And
Thanks for inviting me.
you are very welcome. And it's always a pleasure to hear what's happening at AWS, particularly around cross-government data functions. So really looking forward to hearing about some of your projects and what you're working on. But Deepak, you have joined us before. But before, for the benefit of those who may not have listened to that podcast, his previous recordings, perhaps you could kind of give a quick brief background of what your area of expertise is, what your role is at AWS, and how you get involved in the public sector.
Sam, in terms of my background, I lead our data and analytics for AWS public sector within UK and Ireland. So I'm based in London, and my role is to actually bring in best of our thinking, thought leadership in the space of data and analytics for our public sector customers within UK. As a part of my role, I'm kind of engaged with central government, healthcare, education, local government authorities, as well as some of the financial regulatory customers we have within the region. I joined AWS about 10 months ago. Prior to joining AWS, I have 15 years of experience within management consulting, all in the space of applied intelligence, data, and analytics, where I actually, in the past, I worked across industries. So I worked with industries like public sector, but within private sector, I worked with financial services organizations, consumer goods, retail, and aviations and airlines industry as well. So I have across industry experience, but at AWS, my focus is purely public sector, which is one of our biggest sector in the region.
Excellent. So this is a really key topic that we're talking about today. So governments can't exist in silos, and increasingly there is this big opportunity to collaborate across departments and share data. But before we delve into that, why does this matter to AWS in particular? And perhaps are there any new projects that you can flag on this that government organizations should be interested in?
Sam, look, across government departments play a huge role in driving efficiencies for the government, right? So silos is not a new term within the government and public sector, right? So you talk to any agency, they have this challenge of silos. I've spoken to a few customers who are more like, we have silos within department, and which we need to unblock and uncover, as compared to the silos you have across industries. Now, this is really important topic for AWS, right? Because what we've done is working with our customers, and when we go into the journey of unlocking value from their data, right? That data silos and some of these challenges is like one of the first hurdle that we have to face and uncover, right? Quite often, I've seen our customers, they do not have right definitions for the data. Sometimes they don't even know very well what data exists within their organizations and what, how they can capitalize on that, right? So this is kind of really important area because we're talking about artificial intelligence, machine learning, AI, right? But we will not be able to unlock real value from some of these initiatives unless and until we get the data right and bring that transparency there. AWS have yeah so AWS as you know have been doing a lot of engagements with various public sector bodies where we've actually invited some of them to our offices to hold a workshop to do more of brainstorming and identifying opportunities from data sharing and collaboration, right? We've also as a part of our organization and the portfolio of services, we have actually launched specific services to drive and automate data collaboration as well. So we are making a huge investment in making sure that our customers can get some of those automated services to, you know, to uncover and unblock some of these data silos related challenges within the government.
Great. And great to hear that AWS is kind of leading the way or kind of paving the way for this, for more kind of data across government functions. And yeah, really interested to perhaps dig in more into that in a bit. I guess we saw the period following COVID obviously accelerate cross-government collaboration as departments were sort of forced to come together and align more on strategies. But Deepak, I'd be interested to get your take on the state of data-led cross-government functions today. Perhaps you could tell us where some of the big opportunities for improvement are that you see in the current market.
Yeah, looking at some of the cross-government functions, right, within the UK, I think we've made really good progress, right? So government has made like huge leaps in kind of, first of all, establishing some of these functions, right? And looking at the value these functions could deliver and drive, right? So at the moment, if you look at in the news and some of the conferences I've been attending, you get really good updates from the likes of Public Sector Fraud Authority, right? So which is more of a cross-government function tackling fraud, right? And the beauty now is that the government is thinking more and more about being outcome-driven for the citizens, right? So if you look at, you know, Fraud Authority, they're talking about recovering $180 million of fraudulent payments that has gone to various claimants, right, and fraudsters. So which is exactly what the citizens today need, right? If you look at another government function called major projects, right, so they've started to turn the, you know, the failure rate of the projects into making them more and more successful through, you know, across government interventions, right? So which is all really good news. I think, you know, if you look at the, you know, what are the cross government functions which exist currently, right, within the government, I think we could do more around the citizen interactions and the citizen experience side of things, right? So at the moment, we do not have a cross government function focusing on the citizen experiences, right? So if we can introduce something like that within the government, it will be a big step forward in becoming more and more citizen driven and driving value for citizens. Really? The second area, yeah. And the second area that I see, Sam, is around environment as well, right? So environment, and UK government has made a pledge, you know, at COP26 and the various forums to become more and more sustainable and drive sustainability across country. I know we've got DEFRA, which is one of the public agencies looking at environment, but I think we can do more with having like a cross-gov function which can drive, you know, those sustainability agenda of making government more sustainable and engage both the private and the public sector in that sustainability agenda.
What kind of opportunities can be gained through better, more effective cross-government data function?
Yeah, so Sam, look, yeah, sure. Last time when I was at the Government Data Summit, right, one of our customers came to our roundtable and said, you know, citizens today expect Amazon.com kind of service from the government, right? So they want, you know, the best of those experiences and, you know, and value for their time and money from government as, you know, Amazon.com gives to its customers, right? And that is where, you know, we need to take, you know, public sector to through some of these initiatives, right? Now, if you talk about the value and the benefits, right, the biggest beneficiary of the cross-government sharing is healthcare sector, right? So what we look at from a healthcare perspective is, you know, in terms of opportunities, healthcare will be the biggest beneficiary, where today it can take up to 9 months for healthcare firms to execute clinical trials. With efficient and effective sharing, this could be done in a few weeks, right? So driving clinical innovation faster. We also need to educate our citizens benefits of data sharing to gain their consent. And if it helps predicting and detection of diseases even before their clinical manifestation, I'm sure many of them will give consent and would like to participate in some of these clinical trials. The other area I see, you know, benefiting the most from this is around, you know, local authorities, right? So local authorities will be the next where you could predict events from potential child abuse, likely location for house fire, drive efficient traffic management, and help government move towards those smart cities, leveraging data from, you know, various data sources through some of these modern platforms and the collaboration capabilities. And then the list is, you know, huge, you know, for likes of, you know, we can drive frictionless borders and help likes of home office in driving some of those benefits as well for the citizens. So overall, I mean, if you look at this, there are huge opportunities which can be unlocked and uncovered, you know, through this collaboration.
Yeah, really interesting in hearing some of those kind of opportunities where government can look to really improve that function and where it can play kind of a bigger difference. And so we've heard about some of the opportunities, but Deepak, do you get a sense of where the urgencies are on this? So what are some of the key challenges you see with data collaboration and perhaps how much of that challenge is technical and how much is cultural?
Yeah, so look, there is, we need to kind of take, make huge interventions to actually drive that cultural shift in the way things are being done at the government departments, right? So we're still, you know, talking to some of our customers, we're still in the phase of where, you know, our customers are using siloed data sets. They're creating data sets, storing them on their desktops. They're working with spreadsheets, right? Which, you know, they're working on with, and no one else knows about that data set. So there's no way of kind of connecting it to like some sort of a central space where, you know, people have awareness around what data exists within the department, right? Now, I think it is more of a cultural shift that's needed as compared to the technology, because if you look at technology, there've been huge technology advancement. The tech is there to help with collaboration and driving efficiencies there. But what we need to do is we need to bring in those practices around, you know, so one of the things that we've been advising our customers is they should look at building more and more of data and analytics products, right? So rather than working and looking at them as a specific project, right? So what that means is, you know, when you're working on ingesting data or using citizen data or business data or address data, you turn this into a kind of a product which can then be marketed on one of the marketplace or a data exchange for other consumers to subscribe to and take, right? So that the effort you take in a particular department, you can actually, you know, the others can actually get benefited from, you know, some of the work that you've done. So this product mindset and the product mentality is really important, you know, to drive that cultural shift. Second is, I think we should also look at, you know, the journeys the users of the data have to go through, right? So how do they do things? So I was, you know, we were running a workshop with about 6 or 7 public sector representatives at our offices. And I asked them a question, okay, how do you go about investigating, you know, something? And they were like, oh, we request data. We raise a bespoke request to get the data. And then I get that data in a form of a spreadsheet. I do the analysis. I store it in my own local folders, right? And it is more like, you know, the effort you're putting once to go through that life cycle, there is an opportunity for others to get benefited from what you're doing, right? First time around. And we should be, you know, building that culture of organically growing those data sets within the organization so that next time an investigation is needed, you are actually starting from where you left the last investigation and not starting from scratch all the time. So these are some of the kind of the cultural shift, but I think we need to track those journeys, identify those friction points and challenges within those journeys. And automation is the key, right? So we should look at and think and, you know, drive that automation mentality as a part of this exercise.
Really interesting and kind of shocking to hear so much spreadsheet usage. But no, it's interesting what you're saying about kind of ensuring you get that automation cultural mindset. That's perhaps the more important piece than the kind of technical side of things. It'd be really interesting actually to hear, Deepak, kind of, I mean, obviously you can't give any names, but it would be great to hear perhaps some examples of how AWS has supported cross-government data collaboration and kind of more importantly, I guess, what has allowed those to work in those cases?
Yeah, look, as I said, you know, at AWS, we are running a series of workshops with various public sector bodies and agency and their representatives. In first of all, you know, brainstorming what are the challenges we have within, you know, effective data sharing. And before we talk about challenges, we are thinking about the value this is going to generate for the government, right? So what is it? Why is this important? What is it that we can't do today? We will be able to do once we have like a more efficient and a sophisticated across government data sharing platform in place. So that is something that we are actually looking at and working with our customers to understand, you know, those opportunities and shaping things, you know, for them is something that we are driving and engaging with. We are also working with our, you know, so of course, at times you will see there are huge barriers to data sharing. And that is where one of the things we are doing is we are trying to capitalize on things like our data marketplaces as well, where how we can bring, you know, internal as well as some of the external data sets, which is being exposed by various third-party providers into the mix to help with the use cases and drive value. So these are some of the things that we are working with our customers, you know, to drive and think about the value from collaboration is really important as we embark on this journey.
So making sure you've got that focus on value from the outset. I think it's always really interesting to make comparisons with other industries and see what they're doing and where we can share lessons with regards to this. So kind of what's worked, what hasn't worked. Deepak, obviously at AWS, you work with such a wide range of sectors. So you're really in a very fortunate position of being able to see a varied level of maturity on this. Is there any key learnings the government can take from the private sector, for example, with regard to cross-government functions?
Yes, look, I think private sector has made, you know, a considerable progress in the area of data sharing. Mm-hmm. If you look at the government, I think we can learn a lot from some of these large multinational organizations and corporations running in multiple countries, right? So they are like huge, you know, financial services institutions and banks who've got branches in 40 plus countries. We can also learn from the organizations like large consumer goods organizations who are working across hundreds of countries, right? Now, what these organizations have done in the past is, you know, they have started consolidating some of their key functions and turn them into global functions, right? So that they have like a global strategy for some of these functions. And then locally, based on particular country or industry, they're running series of localization initiatives. Now, this drives a lot of efficiency gains for these organizations, right? Where instead of 100 siloed regions doing their own initiatives, let's say in the area of customer experience, right? Mm. What they're looking for is consolidate that customer experience globally, and then based on the local culture needs, or you know, they are kind of localizing those strategies there. Similarly, you know, you will see things around finance, right, procurement, right. So these are marketings. These are some of the departments who are now consolidating into global functions and with a bit of localization. I think government needs to learn from this, and they should adopt some of this thinking in the way these cross-government departments are evolving, right? Now, if you look at this, you know, along with this, one of the things that I see government doing is, adopting some of the new operating models which these organizations are adopting. So we've got models like hub and spoke model, right? Some organizations are adopting federated governance models as well, where, instead of taking control centrally, they keep the control to whoever the owner of those particular domains and services are, right? And with a light touch federated governance, they are making sure that we are driving efficiencies of doing things, right? Now, I'm not saying that private sector has overcome all of these challenges, right? They still exist. There still exist silos in some of these large organizations, right? But from a vision perspective, from a strategy perspective, they're already on this journey of, you know, looking at things a bit more holistically to drive those operational and efficiency gains. As an example, you know, one of the things some of the private sector organizations are doing is they are building solutions like AI machine learning solutions in a particular territory or a region, and they're testing it out and then scaling it across different, you know, 100 plus countries they are operating in, right? We can do similar exercise within the government as well, where they actually build some of the, you know, use cases, proof of concepts centrally, right? And then ask the various agencies to start adopting those use cases within the, you know, different departments that they have. So these are some of the ideas and thoughts they can actually benefit from private sector. Private-public partnership is really, really important, where the industry is going, you know, how the digital revolution is shaping the future of workplace, you know, the future of industries. You know, we should be capitalizing and learning a lot from what we've done in the private sector. and accelerate those benefits for our citizens, right? So this is what, you know, I hear a lot from our public sector leaders, where they don't want to reinvent the wheel. They don't want to, you know, define and do things specifically for there. What they want to focus on is how can we actually accelerate and do more for our citizens faster. Right. That is what, you know, some of these learnings will have.
Yeah. I think it's always interesting to hear where the public sector can learn from the private sector, and kind of it'll be interesting to see if that accelerates its adoption of some of these data sharing functions. We've tackled and explored a really wide range of issues and ideas on data collaboration. And just to offer some listeners perhaps some final words of wisdom on this, Deepak, but are you able to share your kind of top piece of advice on how government organizations can get better at cross collaboration?
Yeah, so look, Sam, you know, for government organizations to get better, you know, at cross collaboration, first thing they need is a purpose or an objective why is this important, right? What is the outcome this cross collaboration is going to bring in, which will enable, and who will get benefited from them? Is it for the citizens? Is it for the government to efficiently invest public money? Or is it for improving, you know, those citizen experiences, recovering fraudulent claims that have been made by the fraudsters, right? So first thing is focus on the value and what is the outcome we are going to deliver through this cross collaboration. The second, I think, is about, you know, we need an accountable owner for these initiatives as well. So who's got right level of authority and has responsibility for delivering these benefits backed by a strong ministerial level sponsorship, right? So that is really, really important. And thirdly, you know, what you need is a platform partner to facilitate this collaboration, which is flexible and is committed to innovate and automate to support complex cross-government collaboration and ensure both agility and governance. Once we have these three, you know, foundational things right, we could mobilize the teams and the stakeholders to execute on the plan. So these are like my key, you know, tips or the first few steps we should take, right? Now, again, you know, when we talk about cross-government collaboration, right? So there are three levels of collaboration we need to look at, right?
Okay.
One is how to unblock the silos within a particular public sector agency, right? So that within the agency, we are efficient in sharing the data and cataloging the data and defining the data. The second layer of collaboration is between the public sector bodies and the government, right? So that how does the likes of tax authority sharing with, you know, healthcare authorities, and how the healthcare authorities are sharing data with the policing and some of those agencies, right? So that is like the across public sector data collaboration. And the third layer we need to look at is around public-private, right? So we were talking about things like environment, right? So for us to achieve our, you know, net zero ambitions, we need a strong public-private collaboration for us to share data and track how we are progressing towards those objectives. So these are like the three levels of cross-government collaboration, which is really important for us to build that robust capability around enabling these data sharing. I'm very confident with some of the initiatives we are taking and the engagements we are making with our government authorities. We will make good progress in this space in the coming years.
Excellent. And a great way, a great positive note to end things on, but some really interesting insights and takeaways. And so thank you so much, Deepak, for just talking me through those. And really, really thanks again for your time. It was a pleasure having you on the show again. Definitely come back.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you, Sam. And I'm looking forward to meet you all on 30th of March at the Government Data Summit again.